All right, how to do, we were so rudely interrupted. So, what I was saying was, it's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Okay, God is good, win all the time, when in doubt, we pray it out, back in. What I was saying was, why would you bring a whole lot of people over here, we overpopulated? One could only think, what's the reason for that? Because, listen, they already said, them European women already said that they paying them to have babies, because our Caucasian people thinking that their race is finna be extinct in a couple more years. They thinking in 10 years ain't gonna be no more white folk. Now, who in the hell would think of some shit like that? Them crazy people. I told y'all we had to go up top and get those people from out of those big places. They still have laws in the 1800s. We are not in the 1800s. We are in the 2000s. You understand me? All right. Our justice system is crooked. It only works for the Caucasians. It does not work for the urban. It does not work for the poor working class citizen. It doesn't. It just works for the rich, the rich, the one who had money in their family since when they was born. You know, the ones with the silver spoon up in their mouth. That's what the justice system is made for. It's not made for regular people. So now we got to do our thing as being regular people. We got to live under the radar. What I mean by that, get your own. Don't try to live up to society's expectation, because society isn't made for everyone. It is not. All right. I've been living up to society's standards for years, and still I have not gotten any reward. How you gonna come over here and give some foreigners, okay, $8 billion, and we still have homeless people on our streets? It doesn't make sense. But then again, it does. Okay, they're upset because they're trying to make Americans work under stressful conditions. Okay, we got this virus out here that everybody know is man-made, killing people, all because they want to depopulate the race. If you want to depopulate the race, why would you bring all them people over here? It does not make sense. It doesn't. Okay, I tell you guys, listen. Get ready for nothing but prepare for the worst. You see what I mean? Get ready for nothing but prepare for the worst. What I mean by that is, if you stay ready, you'll never have to get ready. Get your own. You see what I'm saying? Even if you got to get your little... Listen, let's work on getting some Caucasian friends. Okay, let's work on getting some Caucasian friends, because in all in nationality and reality, some of them are going through the same thing that we are going through today, even though their color is a different color, even though their skin tone is a different color. Some of them are going through the same thing that we're going through today. So, you know, evil doesn't care about skin tone now. Evil just cares about what evil wants. All right. And that's too, because they feel like their population is gone. That's to overpopulate again. They want to be the masses. They really want to try to bring us back to slavery, but they know they don't have enough folks to do that. We already seen it. Honey, when them Haitians came, baby, what they do? Whipped them on horseback. Then whipped them in our face in broad daylight, and then going to turn around and say, no, we didn't. We didn't do that. And took the Haitians somewhere. I don't know where they at, but they lied and said they let some of them out here, which they didn't. They put them all back into their country, which their government was corrupt, just like these Iraqis they brought up over here. The same thing, but did they take the dark skin? No, they didn't. They took the pigment skin because they feel like that they're going to help their cause, which they're not, because they have their own cause. Listen, when it's time for us to vote for a president, all right, we need to make sure we get a president that has been through the mud like we have, who have crawled and struggled to the top, that wasn't given to him. He went out there and earned it. We need to change our candidates in the presidency. See, they only gave us two, and we picked the two. two of the lesser evils. But he did it, yo. Joe didn't do shit but fuck us, y'all. Joe didn't do shit but fuck us. You hear me? All right? Joe didn't do shit. Harris, we all know your backstory now. We definitely should have did a backstory on her. We definitely should have did a backstory on the little Uncle Tom that could. Okay? She has did nothing for her urban community. See, y'all got to listen. When we get these half-breeds in there, they're not for our side. They're for their white side. You understand me? Because they're so busy trying to suppress the black side. They don't want the black side to come out. They want everybody to see the white side. Well, I'm sorry, sweetie. They're still looking at your niggerish face. Okay, next time we need to make sure we get our people who's for the people up in here. All right, I don't give a fuck if we got to add a little money to his goddamn presidency ourselves. Okay, we taking donations, a little GoFundMe fund. We got to do it. We got to push for a better president, a president that's here for the people. Y'all presidents, y'all, listen, we didn't have a good president since Obama. And y'all know they didn't really let him do what he wanted to do, you know, because, you know, he was a darker skin. Okay, I don't care what y'all Uncle Toms think. When y'all think y'all hobnobbing with these, you know, Caucasian peoples in their head, you are still a nigger. And probably in the back of their mind, they're looking at your niggerish ass as a delicacy. Oh, yeah, they used to eat us. Boy, when I found out that, I almost threw up in my mouth. The motherfuckers, that's why they're so aggressive to us. Baby, we was they motherfucking lunch. We was dinner. You understand me? You hear me? We was dinner. Okay? We were dinner. That's why. You know. Exactly. That's why they want to bring us. Listen, the robots are coming. Little do American knows. Little do these racist bastards knows. Okay? They ain't going to be able to do nothing they want to do because the robots are coming. The France and the Russians has other plans, baby. They got other plans. I wish y'all could see the robot named Alex. Okay? Oh, yeah. They bring them on just to show us new technology. Y'all don't understand what this new technology can do. I suggest y'all get into electronics. I suggest we get into electronics, okay? Why? So we can know how to turn some shit off, okay? I ain't even gonna lie to you, because listen, the future is coming whether y'all want to it or not. Why these Caucasians up here trying to take us back to the past, the future finna come and fuck us up. Whether y'all know it or not, the future is here. Remember, we talked about that they got robot dogs. Remember, I told you what China had robot dogs on your ass. So we are not going to be able to outrun them. You understand me? Then here come the Russian or the French with Alex. These are whole humans. Ha! Okay, well, he ain't whole yet, but goddamn it, from the neck to the motherfucking waist, good enough for me. They can do a lot of shit with some hands. They can hold you till the police come. They can do a lot of shit with some hands. You really don't need too much legs to do too much. If they can grab, that's solid steel. You can't get away from that. See, y'all, it's time for us to start making our plans just in case. Listen, I always love saying this. Listen, get ready for nothing, but prepare for the worst. I always say that. Get ready for nothing, but prepare for the worst. You people with these houses, you in a better predicament as other people is. Get your house set up. Houses, get your house, people who own houses, get your house set up for anything. You never know what could happen. Our world is changing as we know. It really is. Why these rich white people thinking they finna turn shit back to slavery. Okay? Let me tell you. The other motherfucking countries and shit like that, they got other plans. Y'all, they got other plans. They ain't got time to be fucking with us. Anybody, we was too hard-headed. We was too hard. They ain't got time to be fucking with us. They done already built their robots. They done built their new technology. They not finna be fucking with us. The world is going to change how we know. And I suggest, people of the world, we need to get ready for that. Listen, prepare for nothing, but get ready for anything. That's all what I'm saying. Prepare for nothing, but get ready for anything. Because you never know. I love y'all. It's Christmas Eve up in here. I smell that good hometown cooking right now. I want some. Can somebody send me a plate? I am really hungry. Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm going to be at work all day. But be grateful you got a job. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? That is all I can say today. All right. Period. Point blank. Listen, enjoy y'all Christmas. All right. Have fun with them children. You did a good job, mothers and fathers. Y'all did a good job. Y'all doing y'all job. We trying to get these kids under control. Some of you are. Some of us, this younger generation, they so different. Oh, my God, they so different from us. It don't make no sense. They love to cause confrontation. But when you bring the confrontation to them, they crumble and swizzle up and die and cry. You know what I'm saying? Oh, why you have to say that? But you said something worse at first. I mean, this generation, they can dish it out, but show can't take it. And how they have the utmost worst disrespect for women, I'll never know. Women is the ones who birth y'all disrespectful asses. Really, they so disrespectful, the girls, the fellas. I mean, this generation, baby, y'all better get it together because you motherfuckers got something that's going to come for you. Y'all better get together and y'all going to need these old people that y'all disrespecting for direction. You understand me? Because I hate to say it, they so light, they learned nothing. They spent half of their life in the clubs doing drugs, not taking care of their kids, being smart-mouthed and shit. They haven't learned anything. They have not prepared for nothing but be ready for the worst. They are not ready for anything. We are going to have to help them. That's going to be the worst part of it all. Trying to help motherfuckers who don't even want to pay attention or take direction. Period. It's going to be hard for us, but guess what? We're going to do what we got to do. Because that's who we are. And if that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do. But Lord, I know, Americans, we need to learn more. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, this world is going to be different as we know. Let's get prepared for it. It's Christmas. I love y'all. It's cold. And then I was looking on the internet the other day where a woman just came and tossed a baby out of the car. A woman just tossed a baby out of the car. Little black baby right onto the streets. There's another one into the system. See, when y'all feel like that, y'all use the internet for anything. Why don't y'all get on the internet and ask, excuse me, is there anybody who would like some kids who never had a kid? Go on and get you one of those families that you know for sure. Go do some research. Because that's all. Listen, because that system, all they're going to do is get them abused, get them molested. They're going to have the worst time of their life in the system. I'd rather for you to do some research. Get on that internet. Y'all get on the internet for anything. Put them on the internet. I bet you'll come up with some help and probably get paid for the baby. It's people out here who want kids, who can't have kids, who's dying for a little bit of joy in their lives. Bring them some joy. Don't bring them to the system so they can get hurt, molested, all kind of shit. Mind messed up. You go to the internet for everything anyhow. Remember that. The internet is waiting on you. If you want to get rid of your children or something, because they say you could take them right to the hospital, but guess what? They're going to be right in the system. When you can find a lonely couple right here on this internet who ain't got no kids who will die for a kid. Yours. Your kid. To send them to college and everything, going to hit them with that Social Security card and that birth certificate and let somebody with sense raise your motherfucking kid because you ain't got none. Sometimes we got to do what we got to do in life. That don't make